You're listening to Dar's Picks. Where did all the love go? And now for a public service announcement from Performed in Sensible Shoes.
A profoundly eloquent, considered, and thoughtfully constructed song for racists, sexists, homophobes, transphobes, xenophobes, ableists, ageists, and generally thoughtless bigots. Performed in Sensible Shoes. In the key of D.
Stop being such a twat!
Dar's Picks. So where'd all the love go? Where'd it go, man? What we started that off was performed by Sensible Shoes, a profoundly elegant, considered, and thoughtfully constructed song for the racist, sexist, homophobes, transphobes, xenophobes, ableist, ageist, and generally thoughtless bigots. Fuck yeah. Man. Yeah, dude. This episode, fucking where the love goes. It's just pretty much just the division. The division that we must undivide. And I think it's going to take, at this point, it's going to take us with the sound mind to step forward and say, we're going to do better. We're going to rise above. When we go and we have these conversations in the fucking social media world where everything quickly fucking breaks down to fucking a conserva cunt versus the libtards, fucking, you know, nothing. Nothing's changing, no real discourse, nobody's talking, and the only conversations are to be had is hateful fucking bullshit being spit back and forth to each other. Just, where'd love go? Where was the love for a fellow human being? We take the slightest little political fucking indiscretion and we want to crucify, and that goes for both sides of the fence. And I just don't understand it. I don't know where the fuck we're headed. Where it just keeps getting worse and worse. And everybody's now, it's hate your neighbor. Fucking hate the people around you. Hate them for stupid shit. Because they voted for the wrong asshole. I mean, look at the decisions we have this election. I never thought the Democrats could ever put up anybody worse than Hillary Clinton, but here the fuck we are. And I don't know. Just divide. It's a divide and it's not going nowhere because nobody's taking the fucking has the balls to step up and say, that's enough. We can engage in regular discourse, even with people. You can engage in discourse with people that you don't agree 100% with, and you can actually talk about it, and you don't have to fucking call each other names, and you don't have to yell and scream. Man, you know what? One of my favorite episodes of the Sick Boys Radio Show is our interview with 390, because for the most part, I would say like 90% of the politics that we discussed, and we discussed nothing but politics for about 3.5 hours. I'd say like 90% of it we were in agreement on. And that 10% that we weren't, we just fucking, it wasn't no yelling and screaming. There was no name calling. There was no trying to one up each other or get that fucking I got you moment. It was just four dudes drinking beers talking shit, and it's fucking one of my favorite episodes that we've ever done out of the fucking nearly 10 years that we've done this. It's one of my favorite episodes, and I think it's because of that. I think it's because that, like, we could agree to disagree and still have like a conversation about it where we're not trying to put each other down. We're not trying to, you know, aha, I'm better than you, neener, neener, neener bullshit. I don't know, we can do better. And I think it's up to us to rise above, to stand up and say, all right, if these internet fuckwads want to fucking go that route, I'm not going. I'm not going to engage. I'll engage in discourse. I'll talk the points. But there's no need to get a one-up. You're not going to prove anything to these assholes. Nobody's going to fucking change their vote. There's nobody on Facebook that you post your opinion and they're instantly going to change their views. It's just not going to happen. It's just not human nature. It's not going to fucking happen. So don't try and do it. Don't do it. Just engage in discourse. Try and understand where the fuck they come from. Where their thought process is, why they feel the way they feel. I don't know. I think we can get a lot closer that way, and I think we can stop this fucking divide. Right now, the president that we have is trying to run a campaign. His next campaign is going to be ran completely on the culture war. And I think to completely rebel against that, we just don't engage. You want to fucking play this, oh, you know, everybody on this side's a fucking commie fucking trying to take over and they're going to get the power and yada, yada, yada. I mean, they've actually said the word power so many times. It's like, I've never understood this. Like, why do we give these people power? What the fuck are we going to do? Society's crumbling right around us. What the fuck are we going to do? I think it's time to stand up, rise above, and not engage in the bullshit. We can engage in simple discourse without having to fucking talk shit, without having to get the aha moment, without having to get the gotcha moment, without having to prove the other guy wrong. Just, you know, nah. This is what happened, why it happened. Don't know how you were taught that, but I don't know. There's just no need to, we don't need to fucking rub each other's fucking noses and shit just to prove our point. And then with Trump, his entire fucking campaign is going to be the culture war. And so the way to rebel against that is not to engage. Rise above. Remember just common discourse. Be the better person. That's all I got to say about that for now. How about good luck, ugly? Never know. How about now? Like, right now.
Here on the board. jump and place to place, trying to understand the human race. Underneath a radar sun, if it all falls apart, then we pick it up and start it again. See my face, I'm thinking of you naked. I travel nights to play off my mistakes, yeah. I want your love, but just to find it tasteless. 'Cause I'll smoke it up and hide it in the basement. Meet it face to face, trying to understand what we're doing in the first place. Underneath a radar sun, if it all falls apart, then we pick it up and start it again.
Yeah.
Darce Picks, how's it going, fuckers? This is going to be another one where I'm going to have to shove shit down your throat because I think I overpacked it with songs. Boo-hoo, fucking who. What you heard there was Good Luck Ugly, Never Know, Children of Eden in the Basement, 10-Foot Pole, Everything Dies, and the Dogmatics, She's the One. Fuck yeah. Hey, if you're in a band and you want to be played on this shit, or any of the other sick podcasting collective shows, or if you want to fucking find your shit over at podunkradio.com, what you do is you send your tracks over to pdrsubmit@gmail.com. That fucking simple. All right, this is Bigley with 45 Rally. Here you go, motherfuckers.
I hope you dig me, cause I love you baby. The way you walk, you look so wiggly. Baby, I love you baby. Your headlines look almost squiggly. For reasons why, I love you baby. When you get near, I get so giggly. But have no fear, I love you baby. I love you, baby. Your tan skirt keeps you jiggly. You know I love you, baby.
national policy. You don't deserve a raise, even though we'll stick it to you on your mortgage. You don't deserve a freeze.
Stars Picks, and you're back. Duh. Hey, that was Bigley, 45 Rally. Boy Scouts of Destruction, 45. Mersh, Runaway, and Heine, Gotta Give Up. I don't know, there's kind of a subliminal message in that. What do you think? Hey, I want you guys all to take a quick couple of seconds and go check out joe20.com. That's joe20.com. Just give it a ponder and let me know what you think. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to push anybody in any one direction, but go give it a look and tell me what you think. Anyway, because I'm trying to cram as much fucking music down your throat as fucking humanly possible in the short little hour that I am given over at Podunk Radio, I gotta keep this shit going, is pretty much what I'm saying. So, running right up on your ass is Scratch Buffalo, Shoot Me With Your Camera. Shoot Me With Your Camera. All right, here you go, fuckers.
Shoulder teaching me how to drive, and he's alright.
He's alright.
Do you like it better when I tuck it in? I gotta go to sleep on that Hunter ride.
Fuckers, what you just heard there was Scratch Buffalo, Shoot Me With Your Camera, Grim Hearts, Totally Gnarly, Surf Commies Must Die, and Smoking Sam Babin, April Fools. Fuck, man. Hey, have I told you guys yet this episode to go check out the Sick Podcasting Collective? Have I done that yet? I guess I'm doing it now. Go check out the Sick Podcasting Collective anywhere you can find fucking podcasts, or just fucking Google it, the Sick Podcasting Collective, and you'll find our shit. We pop right up. Bunch of different fucking places to listen to it. Go check out all the different shows, man. If you're into, like, prog rock, emo, fucking post-punk, go check out The Divided. If you're into, like, fucking old school punk rock and shitty banter, check out the Sick Boys radio show. If you like fucking crazy news stories that sound like they belong in the Inquirer, but they're actually fucking real, check out Sick Talk. And if you like underground independent fucking music, well, you keep it tuned right here to Dark Spicks. Go check out those shows, fuckers. yeah, man. Go check out the shows. And if you got shit you want to send our way, if you need us to announce any shows or anything you got coming up, you can always hit us up at sickpodcasting@gmail.com, sickboysradio@gmail.com, or pdrsubmit@gmail.com. So, there you go, fuckers. This next one is Mesa Lanes with Nothing. Here you go.
Yeah. Constitution torn up piece by piece. Lying to us endlessly. You're doing nothing on TV. The worst in all of history. The loyal follow you right down the hole. America's mistake didn't even really win. America's mistake. We can't go through this again. Hypocrisy times ten for all to see. Above the law and killing democracy. How they get away with it? Justice is only for the rich. The cowards bowing down to their king. And lately I tend to worry that we are falling apart. The damage that you've done already. Dividing us up, calling us names. You were big with lies, 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 lies. America's mistake didn't even really win. America's mistake. We can't go through this again. America's mistake. America's mistake. The Constitution torn up piece by piece. Above the law and killing democracy. How'd you get away with it? Justice is only for the privileged. The cowards are really frightened of their king.
Love to be a dictator, but we would like you gone.
Because there is no free ride. He's in
that's the end of another week of Dar's Picks. Thanks for tuning in. Do appreciate it. If you're listening on podunkradio.com, stay tuned after my show. There's a whole bunch of better shows coming. And if you're listening on Sick Podcasting Collective, check out the other shows, man. I'm sure you'll like them. What you heard there was Mesa Lane's Nothing, X Monroe, Rezaland, Darren Mark Edwards, America's Mistake, and Standing Crew, Cheap Girls. Hey, if you're in a band and you want to get played, man, send your shit over to sickpodcastingcollective@gmail.com or pdrsubmit@gmail.com. That's P as in P. P as in punk, D as in dar, R as in radio, submit, all one word, @gmail.com. Send your shit over. Get fucking played. Check out the Sick Podcasting Collective. You can find that shit anywhere you can get podcast. And share this shit with your friends. That's all I can say. That's all I can ask for, man. Just share this shit with your fucking friends. I'm going to get out of here. I think I'm actually like right on time. For once. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to leave us with, again, this week with some reggae. This is Goombe. I know I'm going to fuck this up. Goombe Dance Band. And this is the One Love GDB End Mix. So here you go, motherfuckers. Catch you guys next week. Later days.
Let's get together and feel This has been another episode of Dars Picks, a proud member of the Sick Podcasting Collective and found anywhere you get your podcast. Thank you for tuning in. God damn.